And let's move to the other side of the ball. You know, no big deal. Just facing a guy who has two Super Bowl rings. A guy in Victor Cruz who can light up in the slot or outside and give you headaches all day. A very physical running back in Rashad Jennings. I mean, the Falcons have the work cut out for them.
Yeah, and it seems like they've got a tight end that's starting to pick up.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Larry Donnell is... I mean, his trajectory is sky high right now. So there's a lot of weapons for this New York Giants team, and the defense is going to be tested once again. I mean, it could be just another situation where you just got to hope that the Falcons offense scores more points. But, you know, this defense does have a lot of pride to it. And, you know, those guys are working hard and studying the film and trying to put together a good effort, against the Giants on Sunday. You know, we're all rooting for them. We're hoping they can kind of figure this thing out because, as I said, the season's very young and a lot of things can happen between now and week 17. So,
talking to the defensive players as well as defensive coordinator Mike Nolan, he said basically it comes down to improving the defense is staying committed to the plan, following the scheme, and doing your job. I talked to OC yesterday, and he said a lot of the issues have come about where guys are trying to do too much. And Coach Nolan mentioned he doesn't want robots out there. Go out there. You've been gifted with the abilities that you have. Go make a play. Fill your gaps. Do your job. And let's turn this thing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, as you've seen in practice, you know, like you said, these guys are NFL players. Yeah. It was one bad week. The sky's not falling. That's if we can give you fans one piece of advice – to take into this Sunday, the sky's not falling. I think you're going to see a very determined, very physical, very motivated Falcon team on Sunday.